Welcome back to another episode of Check It Out, Carnegie Stout Library's podcast. This episode features info about a new book club, our upcoming winter reading program, Jan FanCon, some anticipated reads for 2022, and an interview with one of our newer staff members, Emily. So first up, Carnegie Stout is starting a new general book club called Who Picked This Book? Featuring a variety of titles and genres, this book club will be held every other month and will be hosted by librarians Becky, Ben, and Ryan. The first Who Picked This book club will be held with me, Becky, on Tuesday, January 11th, 2022. Join us as we discuss Charlotte McConaughey's Once There Were Wolves. When a farmer is mauled to death after she reintroduces 14 gray wolves into the remote Scottish Highlands, Inti Flynn knows where the town will lay blame and makes a reckless decision to protect them no matter what the cost. You can register for this book club by visiting our website at carnegiestout.org and then clicking events at the top of the page. We will meet in the program room on the first floor, and books are now available for checkout at the main circulation desk. This program is for ages 18 and up, and registration is required. Just so you know what's coming up, March's book discussion will feature 100 Years of Solitude by Gabriel Garcia Marquez with librarian Ben, and May's title is Fever Dream by George R.R. Martin with librarian Ryan.
Get your geek on this January at Jan FanCon 2022. Carnegie Stout Public Library is teaming up with the Dubuque County Library, James Kennedy Public Library, Comic World and Games in Dubuque, and Dyersville Comics and Games to bring you a month-long celebration of science fiction, fantasy, tabletop games, anime, and more. Spend time with your fellow fans at in-person and virtual events so not even the winter weather can stop our fun. You can find the whole calendar of events at carnegiestout.org/JanFanCon2022. That's 2022. But I'll share a few highlights with you here. Don't miss the free, family-friendly virtual concert with Arkansas Pixie Bard S.J. Tucker on January 14th at 6 p.m. Tucker plays Filk music, that's F-I-L-K music, inspired by a love of Dungeons & Dragons, Alice in Wonderland, and other science fiction and fantasy series. You'll have until January 24th to enter your one-page comic into the Create Your Own Comic contest. This contest is open to all ages, with prizes given out based on age group. You can submit physical or digital art at Carnegie Stout or the other Dubuque County libraries. Not sure how to get started? Sign up for the Anime Drawing Basics virtual workshop with Addie Affable of Artistic Dragon. This virtual workshop is happening on January 5th. There will be two chances to learn how to play Magic the Gathering. Visit Dyersville Comics and Games on January 2nd at 1 p.m. or Comic World and Games in Dubuque on January 29th at 12 p.m. If you love Carnegie Stout's Minecraft Mania Nights for ages 8 and up, next session happening January 5th, be sure to visit James Kennedy Public Library on January 22nd at 10 a.m. for Minecraft IRL. That means in real life. Instead of playing the game, you'll create real-world crafts inspired by the world of Minecraft. There's a ton of other great activities on the schedule, so be sure to check out carnegiestout.org/JanFanCon2022. That's carnegiestout.org/JanFanCon2022.
Another exciting upcoming event is our Adult Winter Reading Challenge. Carnegie Stout Public Library will be participating in Beanstack's 5th Annual Winter Reading Challenge, Read for a Better World, encouraging readers to explore diversity, empathy, and action through literature. Participants are challenged to read 240 minutes from January 3rd to January 31st for the chance to win prizes. This program is for adults ages 18 and older. You can register and log your minutes online at dubuque.beanstack.org or through the Beanstack app, which can be found in any app store, or by signing up in person at the recommendations desk. Beanstack is Carnegie Stout's new reading tracker where you can log your reading, participate in challenges, and share books, badges, and reading stats with friends. Beanstack can again be accessed online or through the app. If you sign up via the app, be sure to choose school, library, or bookstore, enter Carnegie Stout in the Find a Site search box, select Carnegie Stout Public Library, and then continue the sign-in and sign-up process from there. You won't see the Winter Reading Challenge on the app until it begins on January 3rd. If you have questions about the Reading Challenge or the new Beanstack Tracker, talk to a librarian at the first floor recommendations desk or the second floor referent desk, or email your librarian at dubuque.lib.ia.us.
It's a brand new year, and that means brand new books. Librarian Sarah here, along with Becky, and we're going to talk about a few of the books that we're looking forward to reading in 2022.
Take it away, Sarah.
Well, the first one on my list is coming out in January, so it's almost here. It is the last volume in the Sweat and Soap series by Kintetsu Yamada, which I know I have talked about here before. If you are a comic fan or a romance fan, I highly recommend picking up that series, especially now since it's going to reach its final volume. What's the first on your list, Becky?
I don't have release dates. I was not quite as prepared as you, Sarah. But the first one is The Paris Apartment by Lucy Foley. I love all psychological thrillers and have read her other titles, including The Guest List and The Punting Party. Both of those were really captivating reads with unexpected twists at the end, so I'm really looking forward to this next one. This one is about a character named Jess, who arrives in Paris in need of a fresh start. She's visiting her brother Ben, but when she shows up to Ben's very nice apartment, he's not there. The longer Ben is missing, the more Jess digs for information. But his neighbors aren't exactly forthcoming or friendly. And the longer he stays missing, the more questions Jess has. I've seen a lot of reviews of this title comparing it to Only Murders in the Building, which Ooh. Sarah and I both like to watch. And if you haven't seen it yet, it's on Hulu, and it's excellent, and I loved it.
Oh, so, it's so hilarious.
It's so funny. Martin Short and...
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin. Thank you.
And,
What's her name?
One of them pop singers.
Selena Gomez. Anyway, they're excellent. It's a lot of fun. So I'm eagerly awaiting this, and it should be a good read.
I don't do much for suspense myself, but I do have sort of a mystery on my list. The Spare Man by Mary Robinette Kowal is maybe coming out in July because, you know, that's a good reason not to look up those pub dates because everything changes so quickly
that's
these
very
days.
True.
But I'm hoping sometime in 2022. It's a story, a little bit of an Agatha Christie closed room murder mystery on a spaceship traveling between Earth and Mars.
I like that because I did really like, you know, And Then There Were None. It was just such a classic.
Yeah. Mystery and sci-fi is a good mashup.
Agreed. I only have one other one that I was able to come up with here fairly quickly, but it's Sea of Tranquility by Emily St. John Mandel. So she's best known as the author of Station 11, and then she had a more recent release called The Glass Hotel. I read Station 11 at the start of the pandemic, which I definitely don't recommend. It is one of a post-apocalyptic plague novel, but hers is very beautifully written, a captive narrative, and really delves into the characters more than a lot of other post-apocalyptic novels. And the next book of hers is described by the publisher as a novel of art, time, love, and plague that takes the reader from Vancouver Island in 1912 to a dark colony on the moon 500 years later, unfurling a story of humanity across centuries and space. So while this again appears to revolve around some type of plague, I'm not sure, you know, why that's her favorite subject, but that's okay. I'm still excited to read it because I can always get lost in her excellent prose and character development, and the whole moon aspect is really intriguing to me.
That does sound fascinating, and you inspired me to pick up Station 11 in the pandemic also, and it was a great book.
It was, right? It was excellent.
Have you seen any of the, there's a TV series out now, I've heard.
Yes, I haven't started it yet. It's one of those that I had to, you know, emotionally prepare for ahead of time, but.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that.
Yeah, so we'll see. Maybe when we have a couple days off here coming up, I'll give it a shot.
Well, I have two more books on my anticipated list. They are both romances coming out this summer, July and August. The first is The Wedding Crasher by Mia Sosa, and the second is The Hookup Plan by Farah Roshan, who you might remember were two of our virtual author visits in 2021, and The Hookup Plan is going to be the third book in Roshan's Boyfriend Project series featuring pediatric surgeon London Kelly, and I don't have much information about The Wedding Crasher, but either way, these are both, like, absolute must-read titles on my list.
Yeah, I'm excited. I didn't realize they were both coming out with new novels next year. So, yeah, it should be good.
Very cool. And if you have any books that you're looking forward to reading in 2022, please do let us know. Send us an email at yourlibrarian@dubuque.lib.ia.us, or, you know, just stop by the desk and chat with us. We're always happy to hear what you're enjoying.
I'm here with Emily from Youth Services today. She's one of our newer staff members, so we wanted to take a moment to introduce us. So, hi, Emily.
Hi.
So, why don't you tell us a little bit about your position here? What's your job at Carnegie Stout Public Library?
Well, it's a new position, Youth Outreach Programmer, and my mission is sort of to bring library resources and services out into the community, specifically schools, childcare centers, and other organizations that serve the children.
So what have you done so far? Have you made it out to any of the schools or anything yet?
I did a Zoom visit with two classrooms today, which was great. We talked about mystery books.
That's and awesome.
Book talks and books that are available and what they're into.
So even with COVID, you're managing to get out there. So that's awesome. So where are you from originally? Did you grow up in the Dubuque area?
I did not. We moved here about 6 years ago. My husband had worked for McGraw-Hill.
Okay.
And we're originally from Indianapolis.
I love Indianapolis. It's a great town.
It's a great town.
And a friend that went to Butler, so she was nearby.
That's where I graduated from.
So Butler University.
Yep, we have the best mascot.
Agreed. Butler Blue, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We just talked about where you got your undergraduate degree. What did you get it in while you were at Butler?
Elementary education. And let's see, graduated with honors, Phi Beta Kappa.
Awesome.
And then did a couple long-term sub positions.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the Indianapolis market was just saturated with elementary ed graduates.
Good problem to have now, but
yeah,
maybe not so much then.
Not so much then. So I ended up working for the state of Indiana, the state government, doing grants, park grants, some environmental work.
So were you basically Leslie Knope? Because that's what it sounds like to me.
More, that was like local. But I do know there was a parks department in Indiana that they sort of modeled that on.
Really?
They shadowed them for
How
a time.
How cool. I love that.
So
that's awesome. So you did that stuff in Indiana. So what were you doing here in Dubuque before you were at Carnegie Stout?
I started out at the library as a AmeriCorps member.
Okay. And then we were clerks together for a bit. So, you know,
yes.
Back to our shelving days.
Yes. Then a shelving clerk and then sort of a library assistant / clerk for a time. But a position, a paraprofessional position opened up at the schools. So I was at Carver Elementary as a paraprofessional for a couple years, and then this new position opened up, and it just seemed perfect.
Good fit, yeah. We're glad you came back. So was working in libraries always a goal, or did that kind of come around later?
It was. I always loved the library. I grew up within bike riding distance of a library.
We had a bookmobile that came right to our corner.
Oh,
it was the best.
And I loved going to the library and being able to find, you know, anything I was interested, any random thought that crossed my, you know, 8-10-year-old mind, I could go figure it out at the library. And when I was at the state, I missed being around kids.
Okay.
I could do some school visits, but I thought, you know, let's take this education background and this experience in government and kind of marry it. And I started my master's degree in library science at IUPUI.
Okay.
In Indianapolis.
Indiana
University,
Purdue University
at Indianapolis.
Okay, I was like, they're all in there somewhere, but I couldn't remember exactly what order. Okay, so that's good. So you're working on that. When do you graduate?
I took a little time off, and I believe I have about a semester or two left.
Okay, so not too far. Not too far. It's a great feeling when you're finally done. So now that you're here, what's your favorite thing about working in a library?
I really love working with the kids. I know that sounds cliche, but I went to the Boys and Girls Club the other day, and I go there once a month, and they're just so excited, and we read books together and do an activity, and they're always like, what are we going to do this time? And I just love their enthusiasm. And even, you know, even the ones that are like, I don't want to do this.
There's always one or two.
Yeah. It's all part of it. But then you get one kid that's like, you know, I think I'm going to write a book. And I was like, you do that, buddy.
Yeah.
I want to read a book that you've written.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Is it all worth it?
I was really glad when the Dubuque Community Schools and our library were able to work on that sharing agreement so that the students can use their ID card. Is it just high school students? Is it middle school?
Currently, it's sort of in a pilot program stage. So it's just high school right now, and high schoolers should be able to use their student ID as a library card here at Carnegie Stout.
Awesome. So hopefully they'll expand that in the future, but it's definitely a great start. So what is your favorite book? Because, you know, we are librarians. Or what's the best book you read recently?
That's so hard to say. It's like, what's your favorite child?
That's what I said. Or just the best one you've read recently. I know. I feel the same ways. Or just any book you really enjoyed lately.
I recently read Between the World and Me by Ta-Nehisi Coates. And it had a great quote in it. He said, I was made for the library, not the classroom. The classroom was a jail of other people's interests. The library was open, unending, free. And I just immediately highlighted that and was like, that
defines why you love libraries. And that's how I feel too. I just, as a kid, my parents never limited where I could get books from or what I could look at. I'm sure if it was something super out there, they would have like, okay, maybe not today. But, you know, I was really interested in the Great Chicago Fire when I was like 8 and checked out all these adult books just because I felt like it. And it really, you know, exemplifies that quote of I was interested in it, so I got to go learn about it. So it's the best part of public libraries. Do you have a favorite author or one that you like to recommend to people?
Growing up, I really loved Jean Stratton Porter books.
Okay.
And she was a naturalist writer, so wrote nonfiction. But then she wrote a lot of fiction books that was sort of her bread and butter.
Okay.
And she's an Indiana author.
Okay. Nice to read local.
Yes. They were favorites of my mom, too. So there's that connection. Okay. We would go tour her house.
Oh, how fun.
They were sort of uplifting stories.
So speaking of plants and the outdoors and nature, what kind of hobbies do you have outside of the library and maybe outside of reading, since, you know, we all do love to read around here?
True. I do enjoy gardening. I'm getting a little bit better at it. It takes experience.
It does. I thought it would be easy. It is not.
It is not. I've learned to space my squash. You can't put them too close together. I've gotten pretty good at peas and tomatoes. Peppers are still beyond me, but I'm working on it. But I enjoy gardening and then just crafting, knitting, sewing, crocheting.
Okay.
Jewelry, beadwork.
Are you working on anything right now? In specific? Or?
I do love a good Afghan.
Okay.
In the wintertime because it like kind of covers you as you're working on it at the same time.
That's perfect. You're warm and your hands are busy. What more could you ask for? All right. So last but not least, what's your favorite local restaurant in Dubuque? And what do you usually order from there?
I do enjoy going to Timmerman's because it's like having dinner in a time capsule.
Yes. Like a fancy night out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Great
view.
I
want to wear gloves and,
yes,
you know, put on my best dress.
Yes. So do you guys like to get dressed up when you go there? Just make it a whole event? Yes.
I do.
Yeah. And what do you order?
A steak.
Of course. Of course. Can't go wrong with a steak.
It's a summer club.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us, Emily. Hopefully our listeners got to learn a little bit more about you, and make sure to come visit her in the Youth Services Department. Joining us for another episode of Check It Out, Carnegie Stout Public Library's Adult Services Podcast. If you have anything you'd like us to talk about or would like to be included in a future episode, please contact us at yourlibrarian@dubuque.lib.ia.us or call 563-589-4225 and ask for the reference or recommendations desk. A big thank you to Emily for her interview. And as always, a big thank you to Ben Eagle for performing and recording the music for our podcast. Thanks for listening to Check It Out.